unreality of belief of an evil mind. In Genesis we read, God saw the light that it was good. Then, good is light. So if we keep our eye single to good, our consciousness and whole being will be full of light. So no matter how difficult it may be to declare for light, if we declare for good, we shall have the light. For good is mind and reveals the light that destroys darkness. We must know the utter unreality of the belief of an evil mind. There is no mind to create evil or matter. You must gain the assurance that a good mind is the only mind. This consciousness obtained reflects the Christ consciousness. 7C of 7, love, diapason of heaven. The 11th chapter of Hebrews assures us that a good mind is the only mind. We must declare good constantly. Mrs. Eddy speaks of the diapason of heaven in these words, good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. We must establish good as our mind above everything else. Good is our light, and our light is good. Know that there is just one I or us, and that is God, good, mind. Your identity is the reflection of that one I or us, mind. Hold to that identity. Do not identify yourself with evil or error. Do not claim a so-called material ego which denies good and says, I have no understanding, or I have so little understanding. When you do this, you put understanding away from you. You must rise up and affirm that you do have understanding, light, and infinite goodness. Declare, I have understanding. I have faith. I have spiritual consciousness. I have all there is. There is no consciousness apart from God, and I am at one with God. So, declare for light. Keep your eye single to good. Man, the spiritual idea, dwells in light. Mrs. Eddy tells us that the spiritual idea, Christ, dwells forever in the bosom of the Father God, from which it illumines heaven and earth. So your being is filled with light. Claim this. Declare this light until all error, darkness, disappears. Amen.